And the word of the Lord says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Let us pray. Father, as we gather for a time of just engaging your word, Father, and Father, looking at your word and our lives and seeing where we need opportunities, where we can grow, Father, where we can look more like Christ. Father, this passage speaks to that, Father, for us being light in the world. Father, for our family, for our friends, for our co-workers, for all that we run into, Father, being able to say, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. Father, in a way that we continue to show that light. Father, I pray for the hearts in here, for the Holy Spirit to just come and teach and just open our hearts for the words that you have given our pastor today, Father. And just humble ourselves so that we can hear the Spirit speak to us. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We began a series last week on family discipleship. Looked at Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4, and the command for children to honor and obey their mother and father, and the command for fathers to train and discipline their children in the instruction of the Lord. And so we were going to walk through a couple of weeks of how we're supposed to do that, because it is our job to point our children towards Jesus, for them to grow up in the Lord. And you know, kids get asked that all the time, right? That's just a common question. You see a little kid, you have a conversation with them, you say, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? And they give you all kind of answers, right? A fireman, an astronaut, a robot, you know, whatever. But we should really be asking parents, what do you want your kid to be when they grow up? You know, if you close your eyes and if you have younger children, if you envision what your child is going to be like when they're an adult, if you can just do that, call out a couple of responses of what you want. Like, what do you want to see in them? What do you want them to become?
Self-sufficient.
Okay, very good. What else? Responsible. Kind. Giving. Honest. What else?
Spiritual leader.
Respectful. You know, those of you that have adult children, you can probably think back to when your child was young, and as you look at them now, you know, have they become those things? They become what you hoped and aspired for them to be. We hope for a lot of things for our children. All these are good things, right? When we have young kids, we want them to achieve great things, be healthy, have a good life. We hope they find happiness and a loving spouse. But there is one thing that all of us should hope for, pray for, and do everything in our power to help our children do, and that is to become like Jesus. There should be nothing that you want more in your life than to know that your children have been saved and are being sanctified into greater and greater Christ-likeness. And that's whether you have a biological child, a stepchild, or a spiritual child. Because the Apostle John in 3 John 4 says of his spiritual children, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. No greater joy. No amount of success here on earth, no amount of grandchildren, none of that is going to fill you with the same joy in knowing that your child will be in eternity with the Lord Jesus, in perfection with Him forever. I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in the truth. Walking in truth. That means that they are living in a manner that shows that they are disciples of Jesus. Walking in truth, daily walking the way Jesus did, as He is the truth. That is the goal of all that we do here at Harmony Baptist and all that the Bible is calling us to become like Jesus. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 tells us that that's why the church exists. That's why he's given the people that he has given to Harmony Baptist Church, to every local church. It says, and he gave the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is why the leaders of this church exist. That is why the programs in this church exist. All the Bible reading, all the small groups, all the Bible studies, all the mission trip, Harvest Fest that we'll have tonight, all the outreaches, all the opportunities to serve are all there for you and me and all those we will reach to become more like Jesus. That is the goal. He is the standard. In fact, that's why God saved us. That's why he saves his people. Becoming like Jesus is what God saved you for. Romans 8, 29 says, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to what? To be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now let me ask you, if the Bible and church and all of these things are pointing towards this one thing, that we are becoming more like Jesus, is that what all your parenting hopes and aspirations for your kids are? Do you desire more than anything in your parenting for your child to become more like Jesus? Are you praying regularly for your children to look like Jesus, to live like Jesus, to grow in their Christ-likeness? I hope you are. I hope you are praying for your children to be like Jesus. But here's the thing. Praying without acting in line with what you're praying for is just wishing. And God is not a genie. God is not a genie. What do I mean? I mean, it's not enough for you to just pray for your children to be like Jesus. We are commanded to do more than that. Likewise, it's not enough to just read them the word. You should. You're commanded to do that. Deuteronomy 6, you're to teach them this when they rise up and when they lie down and when they go down the road. They are commanded to do these things. Reading and studying God's word is commanded so that they can learn what it means to become like Jesus, but that is not enough. No, the best way to teach your child to be a Christian is to be one. The best way to teach your child to be a Christian is to be one. Show them what it looks like to live like Jesus, to become more like Jesus day by day. And I know you may be here today and you have not put your faith in Jesus, or you are struggling with your faith. You've ended up in the ditch with sin. And you're struggling to see what it's like to set that example for your child. And I hope that you understand here today that you are a sinner that deserves hell, but God is offering you his loving embrace through faith in Jesus. That if you will believe that Jesus is the perfect Son of God that died for your sins, that you will believe he died on the cross, was resurrected on the third day, and that he has ascended into heaven, conquering sin and death, awaiting the time he will return to call his people home. Confess him as Lord of your life and take that first step to be more like him, and then say daily, I'm going to take that next step and that next step, then you will be saved. You'll be more like him as you leave here than you were when you entered, and I pray that's true for all of us. You put your faith in Jesus, you grow more like him, and he will be glorified, and your children will see his mercy and grace on display in your life. See, you know, your children are designed to follow your example. Any of you remember back to when they were young, maybe had learned to walk and getting a little bit bigger, and they disappeared and you didn't know where they were, and then they come out of your closet and they, you know, got your size 13 shoes on and they're just clomping down the hallway? Or maybe for the girls, they disappear and you know, that's never a good sign when they're silent, and then they come out and they look like a clown with your makeup on because they put it on, and maybe you got a dress and a pocketbook slung over because they just want to be like their mama, right? And say, don't I look like mama? Don't I look pretty like mama? And they get older, they want to you know, wear matching shirts or spend the time doing the things that you've taught them that you like to do, going hunting and fishing or whatever it might be. And for those kids as they get older, the mamas, you might look at your son and see the same mannerisms and comments that you hear from their father. And fathers, you look at your daughters and you see the same mannerisms and comments that you hear from your wife. God's designed them this way. And here's the reality. They will follow you into Christ-likeness or they will follow you into sin. What you should want, and what I desperately hope that you want, is for your child to imitate you as you imitate Christ. That your life, the way you live, your manner of life will point them to Jesus. That's what Paul exhorts the people of Corinth to twice in 1 Corinthians. The first time is 1 Corinthians 4:14-16. He says, I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. He's talking to the people of Corinth, people he had evangelized, people he had spent his life with, and he's saying, you are my beloved children. Not biological, but spiritual. For though you have countless gods in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. He went there and he evangelized and these people came to faith and he said, I'm now your spiritual father. I'm going to show you how to walk this way. He says in verse 16, I urge you then, be imitators of me. You put your faith in the gospel as I shared it in my time there and now I want you to look at me and understand the way you should live. He goes to it again in 1 Corinthians 11:1 that Anthony read. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. See, God knew that the Word of God tells us everything we need to know to be saved and sanctified. But He also knows that we are humans and that we struggle in this life under the corruption of sin. And so we were going to need some flesh and blood examples of what it means to live this way. And I don't know about you, but there are not that many examples that I've seen in my life, but praise be to God that there are emerging more and that even though I might not have had too many around me at one time, I can still be one. He's saying, God knew that we would need those. And so he tells Paul, tell them to look at you. Paul, tell those people at Corinth, crazy as they are, all the stuff they get into, tell them to look at you and to model their life after yours. Where they see you being bold in faith, willing to die to make Jesus known, tell them to be like that. Where they see you walking in the Spirit, where they see you praying and worshiping and evangelizing, tell them to copy you, to walk the way you're walking. Because you're walking like Jesus. But tell them, Paul, tell them not just to look at you. See, God knew Paul's time would come to an end, just like all of our times will come to an end. So God had Paul write Philippians 3:17, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. He says, don't just look at me. Look at all the others that are walking this way. Parents, that's you. That should be you. You should be the one that your child can look at and see you walking like Jesus. They should be able to say, my mom loves like Jesus. Like every morning she gets up and she makes sure we're ready and we, she cleans up our messes and dad's in there helping too, but she just is there to nurture us and be there for us and she loves like Jesus does. They should be able to look at your dad and say, he's bold in his faith. Wherever he goes, where he lives, works, plays, and learns, he's going with the gospel of Jesus, and he's going with faith in Jesus so that people, when they see him, they can come to know who Jesus is. See, when your children read, when you read scripture with your children, they need to be able to look at it and say, hey, Dad, I saw this in your life. Hey, Mom, I saw you live this out. I saw, and we read Matthew 22:37-39, Jesus' great commandment that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and all your soul. And I saw you do that because you were reading your Bible instead of scrolling Facebook. Because you decided you were going to spend your time going to church and taking us to church rather than doing all these things that you could have been doing. And Dad, I saw you do the second part of that. Love your neighbor as yourself. I saw you do that. You went over there. You had so much to do, but you went over there and you helped that guy take care of his yard. And while y'all were standing out there, you shared Jesus with him. I saw that in you, Dad, and I want to be just like you. They need to be able to read Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only is good for building up and fits as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And they need to hear their parents edify them and not tear them down for their failures. They need to make sure that we need to make sure that what they hear coming out of our mouths is not cussing them out because they frustrated us, but building them up in the Lord because we love them and want them to walk like Him. They need parents and loved ones that don't hold them to expectations of perfection with no grace while falling to sin time and time again themselves. They don't need parents that are hypocrites that say, you better do this while they run amok over here. I think that's why so many children leave the church. They've been told by legalistic parents that they got to be perfect. You got to be perfect, and we should never waver on the standards of the Bible. But when those children fall, they are punished and demeaned and called failures instead of shown grace and built up in the Lord. And so when they get out of that house, this made them feel like they were less than or they would never measure up. When they get out of that house, they walk away. And because they've never seen grace and mercy from their parents, they don't want to hear anything about it from the Lord. The power that we have as parents to lead them to Christ's likeness or to make them hate it. And so for us parents, and even if you don't have kids, you may one day or you may be a spiritual parent like Paul to others, but no matter what kind of parent you are, if you will help your children become like Jesus, you must be a person of gospel integrity. A person of gospel integrity. You must live a life full of grace and love and accountability. You can't pretend to be perfect. But you got to lean into the truth that you are still being sanctified, still learning to be more like Jesus every day and owning the days that you fall short of that. Paul's exhortation to imitate him wasn't a promotion of his own perfection, and yours can't be either. You can't walk around and come to church and walk around in your groups of Christian friends and say, man, I'm such a godly man. Look at me. Look at how I live and all the ways the people at the church look at me. Listen to my prayers. Look at all these religious things that I do and then go home and be awful to your family. Nobody knows who you really are better than your children at home. Because they see what you act like when you're tired. They see what you act like when the day's been frustrating. And they don't just need to see Jesus make a difference on Sunday morning. They need to see Jesus make a difference in those times. Paul didn't say he was perfect. He said he wasn't, in fact. Philippians 3:12 through 14, he says, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He was a man of gospel integrity. He doesn't deny his shortcomings. He doesn't claim perfection. You read Romans 7 and you see that he had a daily struggle with sin. He doesn't deny that, but he claims Jesus. He claims Jesus. He claims that he belongs to Jesus and no sin in his life can rip him out of Jesus' hands. He claims that he is straining toward the perfection of Jesus. Even if he falls 1,000 times, he's going to get up and press on because Jesus is worth that much to him. And I don't know about you, but that's the type of God I want. That's the type of person I want leading me somewhere. We go to Alaska, you know, every year, and these people will follow me on these trails, and I ain't never been on these trails before, and we'll get lost sometimes, and I'm not the guide you want in the wilds of Alaska, right? We make it, mostly. But if I'm hiking in the wilds of Alaska, I don't want the person that's never been on the trail, never faced danger or fallen down, leading me through these mountains. I want the dude that's scarred up, right? Big, grizzly Adams-looking beard, long hair, rough, that can tell me every danger that's lurking, every bump, that can tell me stories about having to go to the hospital, but can also tell me about all the beauty there is on that trail. That's the person I want to follow. The one that's been down and out but got up and stayed on the trail. And that's what we got to be as parents. That's what we got to be as spiritual parents, biological parents. So your kids are sinners just like you. They're going to fall to sin. They're going to struggle. And when those times come, they need to know that they are not alone. And though they fall, yet shall they rise in the power of the Spirit and upon their repentance and faith in Jesus. They can see that truth if you share it with them and live it out before them. If you don't hide your imperfections, but show them. And you can live it out and they will still miss it. But if you don't take the time to do it, they'll never see it. Or it may be decades. Now here's the other thing. We got a lot of screens raising children. We got a lot of other people raising our children. But nobody else was given this responsibility but you. If God has blessed you with that child, they are yours to raise and to point to Jesus. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to help them become like Jesus, then you must be a present parent. There are a lot of people that have sacrificed their children on the altar of overtime. A lot of people that have pursued their hobbies rather than raising their children up in the Lord. If they're never around you, how will they ever see your example? You must be a present parent. See Paul's exhortation there in Philippians 3:17, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. If we're going to watch those who walk like Jesus, then we got to be around them. You can't watch someone walk like Jesus if they're not around you. And you can't watch someone walk like Jesus if they're around but always preoccupied with somebody or something else. That device is never going to make them become more like Jesus. But you will. And your example won't come in just preaching to your children. You can trust me on that one. It'll come on listening to them, hearing their hearts, and then hearing them, seeing the spiritual needs that they have, and then moving to meet them. I don't know about you, but I get so stuck on telling my children things that I think are insightful sometimes that I forget to think if they even are ready for that or it's something they need in their life. The ability to listen is a powerful tool for a parent that wants to help their kid walk like Jesus. And sometimes if you listen, what you'll hear and find is that the spiritual need your child has isn't something that you can help with. It's not something you can help with, which means you need to surround your children with other men and women that are walking with Jesus that they can learn from. Paul's exhortation is to keep your eyes on those who walk like Jesus. And one of your responsibilities as a parent is to make sure that your children have plenty of people around them that are walking like Jesus. See, outside of their parents, do you know who research says has the most impact on your children? Teachers? Friends? No. Grandparents? The parents of their friends. The parents of their friends. Because what those parents permit while your child's over there, what they talk to them about, what they allow into their lives, is what seeps into your child's life if they spend any time there. So we got to be really careful about who we're letting our children spend time with and doing our due diligence to make sure that those that our kids are spending time with are people of gospel integrity who want our kids to become more like Jesus too. This takes time and effort on our part, and may mean you have to say no at times when your kids want to go do something, but getting them to Jesus has to be more important than being your child's best friend. It's got to be more important. And in all of this, the reality is we're going to mess it up. Right? You're going to get angry and not hold your tongue. You're going to sin in front of them. You're going to fight with your spouse in front of them. You're going to want to give in to sin rather than live like Jesus. You're going to fall down. But part of your example is what comes after that. That's what makes the most difference. They don't need to see what it's like when everything's going good. They don't need to see that, hey, my dad loves Jesus as long as everything's going exactly right. They need to see, how does my dad follow Jesus when nothing's going right? Because that's where faith is truly tested and measured. Will they see you repent and seek forgiveness, or will they see you go on like nothing happened while you hold them to perfection? Will they see you do the hard thing and following Jesus in this sinful world? Or will they see you give in to culture saying, why even bother? I'm just human, right? If they see you repent, get back up and lean into the grace of Jesus, they will see true faith on display. Brothers and sisters, your children, spiritual, biological, don't need you to be perfect. They need to see you point them to the perfect truth of God's word, even as you struggle to live it out. Even as you struggle to live it out. They need to see that His grace truly is sufficient for your life. And they need to see that His power is made perfect in your weakness. That what you lack, He has. They need to see that the love of Jesus is greater than the power of sin. They need to see that they are loved with an unending love by Jesus and you, even when they can't be perfect. So, seek with all that you are to help your kids become more like Jesus. And you'll do that best by spending your life, day by day, growing more like Him yourself. What you model is what they will become. So the question I'll leave you with is, are you the Christian you want your child to be? Let us pray. Gracious and Holy Father, thank you for your word and for its power and for its conviction. God, thank you for the blessing of children. And thank you for not leaving us alone to try and figure out how to get them to Jesus and help them become like Jesus. Father, I pray for those that are likely struggling with this. I pray, God, that you would wrap your arms around them in this moment. Show them the love that you have for them, even as they struggle. God, help us more than we desire anything else in this world, more than we desire comfort for our children or try to provide all the things we never had. God, make us desirous to get them to you, to help them become more like Jesus so that they will live forever, walking with their Savior. God, I pray for the one that may be lost in here today that doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I pray that you would show them that they are indeed sinful, but that you love them and that Jesus died for them, that if they will confess with their mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in their hearts that you raised him from the dead, they will be saved. That they will repent and make Jesus the Lord of their lives, following him all the days of their life, that they will be saved and they will be able to set that example for their children. God, that'll be the first step on becoming more like Jesus. And I pray that they and all of us here will just every day wake up wanting to take one more step closer to Jesus. that you might be glorified in us and that others might be saved as they see the difference Jesus makes. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we stand and sing, the altar will be open. If you need to go to the Lord in repentance, you can do it right where you are or up front. If today's a day of salvation, we'd love to hear that. And if you'd like to join Harmony Baptist Church, now would be the time to do that as well. Please stand as we sing.